And now it's washcloth, bath cloth, you know.
Right.
Hand towels, you know, face towels. But it was rag.
Mm.
R-A-G, just, and usually that's what it was.
Right.
Just a damn old rag, you know. I mean, nothing cute about it. You know?
The hand towel and the bath towel, that's when you're taking a bath?
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm, yeah. Right.
And the dish rag, that's for
that's washing dishes, yeah, you know.
What about the one that you use when you're drying?
That's a drying rag.
Yeah.
It's a difference. It's a different thing. A wash rag is just a thin. It could be like a piece of a flour sack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to wipe instead of with your hands while you're washing the dishes, you know. And then you rinse them off, which at that time was called ranching them off.
Mm-hmm.
And you, you know, put them up on the other side. And you had kind of a fluffy, you know, towel type thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, almost potholder status sometimes. You know, it was thick, soakable, you know, and that was a drying rag.
Yeah. What about the big one that you dry off with after that?
Well, that was a towel.
Yeah.
A towel.
Yeah.
I have a friend, it's real funny. I mean, of course, you know, I laugh. I don't really laugh. It amuses me. And sometimes we laugh together. But, you know, I mean, we used to talk like it. It was a towel. Give me the towel. And this friend of mine married a girl from Missouri. And she still, you know, says towel and flyer. You know, it's a flyer towel.
Oh, yeah.
It's got flyers on it. You know, and we just get so tickled, you know. And the funny part is, I'm not laughing at her, I'm laughing at the fact that, God, you know, that we all used to do that, you know, and it's, why don't we do it anymore, you know? Hand me the towel. Well, you know, you just went to school or something, you know, you're just around different words, and that's all it amounts to. You know, if you'd been born in Spain, you'd speak Spanish, you know. And as they say around here, the Romans.
What about if a woman has bunch of dirty clothes accumulated, you say she every so often she needs to
do her washing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't say laundry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Surely we're not on the air.
What then? Us?
Mm-mm.
What's the problem?
Hang on a minute. Far up a pipe. Where were we? Oh yeah, about flyer towels. Anyway, you know, it's kind of like war plars, you know, and Bob War. Yeah, car tar and a tar tool. And, yeah, you know, it's just strange when you stop thinking about it. I probably already said that once, you know, in this series of sessions or whatever, but it does. It amazes me. It really does.
What about, say, if you were walking up from the yard to get to the porch, the things that you go up, you call those?
Steps, door steps.
Now, what if you're inside and you're going to the second story?
Well, yeah, stairs and that, you know.
Stairs inside.
Mm-hmm. Right. Steps are on the outside, stairs are on the inside, you know.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody call the porch any other anything else?
I don't know. For instance, I mean.
Gallery, veranda, high
easel. Nah. Mezzanine. Well, mezzanine hangs over something.
Right.
There's another one besides mezzanine. What is it? Kind of means the same thing, you know. Hanging, looking down. I can't either.
What about a porch that extends around on both sides of the house? Can you say no?
Yeah, mm-hmm, right.
Any special term for
it? Just a big porch, you know.
Okay. Say on a frame house, the boards on the outside that overlap each other,
mm-hmm.
kind of like that. You ever heard that called anything?
We mean the name of it?
Any kind of boarding or something like that?
Maybe I'm missing the question.
Boarding, flat boarding.
Oh, yeah, blackboard, yeah. Blackboarding, yeah, well, you know, some of it's black. I mean, you know, it's, you're talking about before the house is finished, before they put the brick up?
No,
what
I'm
you mean?
Talking about, you know, after it's done.
Oh, okay.
The wooden boards that are...
Nah.
Nothing like that.
No particular term, it's just a plank house, you know, I mean.
Sure,
yeah.
Okay. What do you say you do, never mind that. What about the sides of the edges of a roof, those things that carry off the rainwater?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call those?
Rain pipes, you know.
Okay. What about, say, you know, a house that has